This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Austin homeless community and putting them into these, quote, smart grids with Google after the break. But here's this report.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
There are several different definitions of symbiotic relationships, but they're all basically the same. Two or more species who live within close proximity of each other, and both of those species' life cycles and activities contribute to the others, and so they live simpatico or in a symbiotic relationship. They're linked up. Now, we pull back and we look at what Hollywood's doing, what the universities are doing, not just here, but all over the world. There is a unified effort to sabotage the family, to sabotage culture, to get people into debt, to make people ill, to make them sick. I mean, it's all out in the open now. Only a few countries like Russia are actively opposing that and saying, hey, too many vaccines are dangerous, and hey, GMO really is sterilizing people, and hey, don't try to break up families. Don't try to sexualize children when they're in the elementary school. That's evil. And Russia has come out and pointed out that Hollywood and the EU and others are actually trying to poison society and destabilize it. Now, we don't need the Russians to tell us that to know it's true. We can see it every day. But we're always hearing that, oh, the Russians are behind Trump, and the Russians are behind the fight against the EU, and the Russians are behind the nationalists in Brazil. Well, no, not the Russians themselves, but the spirit of not wanting to be slaves, the spirit of wanting to have strong families, the spirit of wanting to have a good future, the spirit of wanting to build a civilization that's good and wholesome. Yes, that spirit, that same spirit behind the Russians and their rebirth compared to where they were, is driving us. The Russians hit rock bottom after 70 plus years of leftist torture and enslavement. And so they've seen the face of the technocracy. We here haven't hit bottom yet. And there's different ways to learn. You know, you can learn from experience. You can learn by being warned, being educated. And you can also, of course, learn by revelation. Revelation would be the best way, wouldn't it? From your own instincts, your own spirit, your own understanding, and just follow what you know is right. That voice is never wrong. But we can live by experience and by education. By experiencing globalism and the New World Order and all the poison and all the curses and all the bad things that come with it. And we can read and learn from people like Alexander Solzhenitsyn what they went through and say, let's not do this again. But to be able to do that, we're going to need to get aggressive and not see fighting tyranny as work, but see it as breathing air into our lungs when we climb a hill. And the more we do it, the stronger we get, and it becomes a compulsion to fight tyranny. It becomes an enjoyment to fight tyranny. Better than food, better than sex, is fighting for our very survival. Because if we don't fight for our territory and fight for our human will and fight for justice and fight for our children, well, all the food and the sex and all the things God's given us to enjoy our lives with our husbands and wives won't mean anything. But you notice they're trying to take our food and they're trying to take our sex away, our normal, natural men and women, because all of that is holy. What does holy mean? It just means sacred. It just means what's good, what was meant from the beginning, what works, what connects us to all those that came before us. It's not human culture, men and women and families. It's survival. It's who we are, forged in the fires and the frozen waste and the wars and all we've been through. All of us are the inheritors of that majesty and this incredible experience together, and we're not going to let our species down, and I know you aren't. So spread the word about this broadcast however you can, and buy those products that are great for you and your family, that are symbiotic, and together, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to march to the future. We're going to fight this dehumanizing force, this tester, and we're going to win with God's grace, because God is good.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. Your phone calls are coming up here. Start of the next segment on this live Monday edition. Only 336 days out from the election. There's a big story up on InfoWars.com. 60 Minutes, Google, YouTube took down 300 Trump ads. That's right. CEO still claims the site doesn't target conservatives. And, of course, they're now taking down photos of Melania Trump because that's seen as pro-Trump, and Trump is hate speech, and so anything supporting Trump is 86th. But she says this is freedom of speech. Just like Merkel said last week, she said the British chancellor, the German chancellor, said we have to take people's freedom to protect freedom. That's right. That's their system. That's how they operate. They're making their move. And if we don't say no to it, and if we don't challenge it, we're going into great tyranny, and next will be the arrest of people for their speech, which is already happening in Europe and England and the UK wide, and is now coming here. And a lot of folks are like, well, we'll just let these people run our lives. Okay, well, they want your kids, and they want your health, and they want your life, and they want to run your mind. And they found a bunch of corporate operatives that will do anything or say anything for the power structure. And then when the power structure is on its off time, it's meeting in secret, having sex with children. That's what went on at Jeffrey Epstein's operations. Meanwhile, people that stand up for free speech lose everything. Land of the free, home of the brave, not for much longer. If we as a civilization don't start saying no, we better start having a conversation about how do we say no. The globalists really want InfoWars off the air because we're saying this isn't right. We need to organize and say no to this, and these people are evil. And they think if they can punish us and take us off the air, that'll send a message to everybody else that, see, you better shut your mouths. But see, I think you're like the people in Texas. When the Mexican dictator who oppressed his own people, who just lost Guatemala, they rebelled against him, marched up here to take the firearms and to take people's private property that they had come and cleared and made valuable and defeated the Comanches. There were only a few Spanish missions in Texas. A couple thousand people lived in Texas in the 1820s. And the Spanish Empire had given up on the Southwest. They had some ports in California and a few missions across the West with gun ports in the doors. Go down and look at the missions in San Antonio. That's all that was down there. And so when the Spanish got overthrown, the Mexican government invited the settlers in because they had pushed the Native Americans out, who were completely warlike and constantly killing each other. You want to see an accurate depiction? Go watch The Revenant, which is a true story. And the real story is even crazier than what they put in that movie because you wouldn't believe it. That's a true story. Everything in it happened. And it was every man for himself, so nobody could conquer the West. And so the Christian settlers were invited in because they would stand and fight. And they did. And the Comanche, who were known as the Lord of the Plains, that went around exterminating all the other Native Americans, got their asses handed to them in Texas and Oklahoma. And then all the other Native American groups that had been hiding out in other states were able to come back in, other territories at the time. But that's the real, you know, Thanksgiving-style story. That's the real stuff that went on. But Santa Ana thought if he killed everybody at the Alamo, executed the only couple of survivors, that would scare everybody and make them all turn tail and run. Of course, it did the opposite. It energized. And Santa Ana got defeated big time at San Jacinto. And so whatever happens to InfoWars, I believe in you, and I know you're not intimidated by these people. In fact, I know America and the world has been asleep. And now you're getting woken up, and the system now knows that, so they're going with the old fear tactic, thinking that's why you were silent. The truth is you were asleep. You were lazy. You were distracted. There were so many diversions. So was I. But once you found out what was really going on, you decided to take action. And so now they're trying to take every venue you can. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of people's accounts have been taken down off Facebook. Everybody's being silenced. And these people are rolling up their sleeves. They made the decision that, oh, whatever got Trump elected, we've got to go after it. We've got to destroy. We've got to level. These are quotes from CNN, MSNBC. Everyone that doesn't submit to us. And they've got this happy-go-lucky fake liberal operating system that it's about equality and it's about love. And that's why they're censoring when it's big, hardcore, ruthless corporations replacing humans with robots who absolutely hate humanity. And it's all a bunch of old men that run it with the communist Chinese. But they've got all these women that grew up in the lap of American freedom who are the front people. They got a few men in there like Sundar Pichai who are captaining the censorship and the control and telling us how it's all for a greater good. China introduces mandatory face scans for phone users. Amazon warehouse cult-like sweatshops run by robots. New York Post. Yeah, they've got new systems where you're locked in a cage and you, the robot tells you what to do. Amazon has patented a system that would put workers in a cage on top of a robot. Who runs Thunderdome? Master Blaster runs Thunderdome. But now, it's a big robot with a big claw like those arcade games where you put the money in and then it grabs a toy. And, of course, we've got nice Chinese communist cages for people that don't have a good social score. You get locked up and tortured into a re-education camp. But that's okay. It's la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-liberal. In the new Disney Frozen 2, it's Northern Inuit, or like Chinese. That's what the Inuits are. Ice Age Chinese. And they teach the evil white men how bad they are. And they take over, and it's all peace. There's a lesbian queen. The lesbian queen of YouTube, and the lesbian queen of this, and the lesbian queen of that. And it's all just a weird operating system, as if the lesbian queens run anything. It's an AI demonic takeover. The end of civilization. And the Praetorian Guard trick the mass of the public to destroy the dam, the evil white man's dam of civilization, and take it down so the third world doesn't get technology and starve to death. Oh, it's so liberal. Oh, it's so trendy. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so sweet. It's all lies. All poisonous garbage. All right, we're going to come back, go to your phone calls, and I'll get to the microchipping of the Austin homeless that's now breaking virally. And so much more here today. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about the broadcast and override the globalist.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
George, Matt, Brandon, Judy, Troy, Chase, Pastor Sam, and many others. Let's go to who disagrees first here. James in Ohio, thanks for calling in on this live Monday edition. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you trust Trump?
I'd say I trust Trump about 7 on a scale of 10.
I mean, I got two quotes. The first quote is, I back Trump 100%. The other quote is, Julian Assange is Hillary Clinton's butt plug. Now, who did those quotes come from?
Well, they came from me. You sound like a libtard.
Well, actually, I'm not. I'm definitely behind what you would call conservative or the liberals of the past of the 1990s.
Okay, let me just address each little thing you put out there as if, you know, I'm just going to go off the air now. I'm going to quit because you called in and said that. Obviously, when I'm talking about backing Trump 100% on getting out of the TPP, backing Trump 100% on building a wall and the fact that we should have a sovereign nation, I think I trust myself, you know, about 8 out of 10 because I'm a sinful person. I'm not perfect. We make mistakes. I mean, sometimes I'm angry at by 8 o'clock at night. Sometimes I'm in a great mood at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, we're all flawed creatures. So to act like it's bad to say that I don't completely trust Trump because he's an infallible human. He's not infallible. And then you'd better damn well believe in time and space that I was mad about WikiLeaks. I've told that story. That's all over the news. I said that. It's not like you called in with some super powerful nugget of hidden gold that you found, and now I've been totally destroyed by your incredible gravitas. I said back when he wasn't releasing the dirt on Hillary that I wanted to see, that they said they had, that I called him Hillary Clinton's butt plug at 3 a.m. when he didn't release anything the night they said they were. And I've told that story over and over again to point out that Roger Stone didn't have any secret contact with Julian Assange the way the media spun it, because I was there and I know what was going on. So your attempt to discredit me at the outset of what you were going to say does not do anything but discredit you. Now go ahead.
So my point would be, is there as many, many pictures, many video of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, if you say what you did, I didn't know anything about Trump before he ran for president. I didn't care. So you're saying you were totally open about that, but yet you back him 100%, and yet you call Julian Assange Hillary Clinton's butt plug. The only reason Trump got in was because people like yourself, people like friends of yours, reported what WikiLeaks actually gave out to the public.
Okay, listen. You've called before with this same weird argument. I appreciate your call. Take care. I'm not going to have little, like I've got a fever and I'm hallucinating when I talk to you liberals. None of it makes sense. You'll always obsess on some word and then, like, build a whole universe out of that. It's weird. It's weird. Okay? I've been a supporter of Assange back when he was releasing information 10 years ago. I was mad at night and said that about him, and I don't apologize for it. I was saying he was holding in all of Hillary's dirt. So it's an allegory. It's a joke. You understand. I've called for Julian Assange to be released. I've gone and bullhorned the White House. I've gotten petitions sent to the president. But it's about you and the left having the moral authority, because it's a weird ism you have, where you go, oh, you didn't support Assange, you did this. What does that mean? It means nothing. I support the press. I did not arrest the press or whistleblowers like your God who lost Hillary Clinton in the Obama administration. So I just will not have false debates with you. I went to you first. You said you disagreed about Trump on Epstein. What I said was I didn't really follow Trump until he was running. Then I went and did a bunch of research, is my full quote. I didn't care about Trump. I thought he was a cheesy reality star until I started to hear what he actually stood for. Then I went and researched him, looked at his dad being a John Bercher, the quotes he'd said on TV about wanting to have better trade deals, all of that. And then I got behind Trump, and I'm proud I did. Okay? My criticism of Trump is not some chink in the armor you found, so you call in trying to make me turn against Trump. We put Trump in office. He belongs to us. He needs to stand up against the censorship. He needs to stand up against the globalists. That's what I'm doing. Not, oh, I'm buckling under liberal acumen and liberal mental gravitas, and you've really taught me who I am, and, oh, you did that psychological warfare thing right there. It was so, no, it's pathetic what you did. It's a joke. Your mental midgetry gave me a headache. I could dissect everything you said. I talked about Epstein before he even got busted 12 years ago. We've pioneered in a mass media form exposing the truth about how these blackmail rings operate. How you, with some sick form of libtard alchemy, turn that into I'm covering up for Epstein when we are the fount, one of the main headwaters, one of the main epicenters, the progenitors of the genesis of this understanding. And then you turn it into I'm covering up for it. That's libtard logic. Great job. You failed. When I looked into Trump, I found that he had public events, parties he throws as a public figure that Epstein attended on video. We have him one time with him in a couple photos. And we have him criticizing him many, many years ago once he found out how creepy he was. Hillary flew on the plane. Clinton did. With our great listeners, got hundreds of people to confront Bill Clinton and call him a rapist in my name, put my John Hancock on him. And you're so pissed we wounded your princess, your God, your Lord, your Queen, your Master, your Lilith, your Medusa, your Gorgon, your Jezebel, your Delilah, your demon witch. May she burn in hell for a trillion eternities. I piss on your God, Hillary. I crap on her. I hope she burns in hell. Excuse me, Lord. I'm a little out of control. Excuse me. So there, I literally desecrate your goddess. I stomp on her. I spit at her. Forever. Take that. I mean, you just hear the weakness and the simpering and the weird little collection he had to try to distort and upend reality. You failed, libtard. You failed, seminar caller. You failed. We put Trump in office as a shield against you. And he's defeated you on so many fronts, and it's beautiful. But I want to make sure he goes in for the kill. And so I want my audience with big, long, spiritual whips to drive Trump towards his destiny, to drive the enemy off a cliff. And if we all go over the top of the cliff with the enemy as we fall, we've gotten him off the backs of our children, and that's a good mission politically. Wish no violence, of course. That's all an allegory. This is information war, and Hillary's fallen. Your God you worshipped and put everything into is failed, and no amount of Hollywood trash and devil worship and satanic rituals conducted nationwide in her name can ever resurrect her. Hillary is a failure. Hillary is a liar. Hillary is a defender of child molesters, and Hillary is a demon. And the stench of her evil work goes on forever, but she will pay for it. More phone calls straight ahead. We'll be back. Stay with us. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party tests out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, but stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You can really see God's plan at work. We've had a lot of infiltration, a lot of sabotage, a lot of betrayal. But for all those evil doors that get opened, God opens other doors. And it equalizes out. That's how the universe really works. It's not just in Newtonian physics. I see it every day. That's why they want you locked up in your houses, not out engaged in the world, not exposing corruption, because then you'll never have a chance to really see God get involved in things. But God gets involved when you put your skin on the line. Now, I was a little mean to that last caller, but I clicked that he called like a month ago, the same guy, and said the same weird play. And the left never has a legitimate argument. It's always some fallacy based on a fraud. It's never real because being real isn't in them. Anybody that listens to the show knows I've been a big fan of Assange since he showed up. And I've, you know, literally busted my ass to try to get him out of jail. And one of the things they put in the internal Google documents that came out last year that Cernovich got, that Google admitted were real, was that I was defending Assange. You notice all the media's turned against him. All these people that interviewed him back when he, they've all said he deserves to go to prison. Because they're not journalists. They're pieces of crap. But a libtard calls in when I've been persecuted. I'm not a victim. I expect to get attacked. Hell, if my ass is locked up in prison for exposing corruption, I expect people to try to get me out. I mean, to be tell you, watching his ass rot in solitary confinement, I feel like it's me. I'm pissed. And so the guy calls up and says, I'm pissing on Assange. I wanted to beat Hillary real bad. I knew what she was involved in. They kept saying, oh, it's big. It's going to hurt Hillary. I said, then release it. And all he's got is that I was mean to Assange. Well, your Democrat gods want him dead. But see, doesn't matter to a libtard. Because they're cut off from reality. They know we have a conscience. They know we care. They don't. They're sociopaths. All the studies show it. But that's why they come up to us like we're a vending machine and try to program us. And you're bad. You're not being loving. You're not. Because they keep trying to, like, make us fall down and worship them. And it's not working anymore, and they don't know what to do. So they all just chip away that they could be somebody if Trump was removed from office. Let me tell you something. Worst thing ever happened to you libtards is if they are able to remove Trump. Oh, I mean, that is going to... That is going to cook your goose seven ways to Sunday. It's not going to happen. Not on the current trajectory. And you better thank your dirty little stars. Because anybody kills Trump or they remove him in some half-ass event, it's going to trigger things that in the end are going to devastate you. And by the way, if Trump's evil... And he's got a good measure of it, as we all do, but he's got a little gleam going on. A little bit of shine on him, you know what I mean? A little bit of shine on that old skunky blunky. Is that he's manipulating you guys into something, and he's going to take full power like Emperor Palpatine, dumbasses. So I always got my eyeball pointed at different things, and I don't trust Trump as far as I can throw him. I don't trust myself. Seriously. I don't know what I'll be like when I'm 73 years old, but, you know, I'm getting meaner. I'm getting crazier. I have to really keep myself under control all the time. I have people messing with me like Trump does. I had all that power. Woo! So maybe he's right holding back and letting all you rats sit there and climb all over him and crap all over us. Because you are destroying yourselves in the process. Maybe Trump is the smartest guy in the room, huh? He's a piece of work, that's for sure. Let's go to your phone calls. All right, Trish in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I've been a listener for many years. I want to say thank you for your product. I've been slowly putting my family on them for the last several months. I can say my son-in-law, who's 6'3", well over 300 pounds, massive bear of a man. He's a big welder. He's so happy with your products. He cannot live without them. He's lost so much weight. He's thrilled.
Well, that's awesome. What products is he on?
He's on your 8-pack power stack. He's on that powder drink that you have. He stopped taking all those monster drinks and all that other stuff. You know, when he goes to work, he just takes that little powder drink with him. And he takes it. He's good all day. The other day he was out cutting wood on the property, and he came in at like 10 o'clock in the morning. He said to his wife, I forgot to take my power drink. He said, I got to get this stuff. I'm tired. Because it wasn't, he didn't bring it to work. He wasn't at work. He was out cutting down wood. Loves this stuff. My husband has got some serious health problems. Started him on it. The turmeric is better than the ibuprofen. This stuff is amazing. Amazing stuff.
Well, that's what turmeric does. You know, when I've got an ache or a pain, it's a food. I'll take like five or six of them, and it works way better for me personally than Advil. That's what most people say. I mean, quite frankly, I hurt my back 2 weeks ago doing too heavy squats because you know, I'm older and I hadn't done heavy squats in a while, so I did a little bit heavier squats and a little bit of my back got hurt. And so I was taking Advil, and I'm like, wait a minute, take turmeric too. And the two together were amazing for me. But what you said about TurboForce is absolutely true. If you look at the big energy drinks, they're full of dyes, they're full of weird chemicals, and then they're full of a bunch of synthetic caffeine and other drugs, and they'll wake your ass up, but at a very big detriment to your body, not TurboForce. It's five types of natural energy that are time-released, and then it's got the vitamins, the minerals, and amino acids to upload it into your cells and take it across the blood-brain barrier. And so that's why TurboForce is so strong. And I mean, quite frankly, I can't take it. And I can't take Brain Force Plus unless it's like 7 at night and I got to work till 2 a.m. Then I take it and I'm great. And it has a clean come down. So, yeah, these are just the cleanest, best formulas you're going to find. They're all 50% off right now. Get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force right now as part of the Cyber Monday sales. It'll run through this week. And then these huge sales that have been going for so long are going to have to end for a while. I want to thank everybody for their support. It's beyond critical. What is your view on what the country needs to do?
First of all, I want to say that last caller, he's what I call spam. He's what I call static. You need to not put your energy into him. You need to not put your time into him. You need to focus on solutions and exposing evil. The whole damn country has got to wake up. I came from New England and moved to Virginia 13 years ago. My father said to me many, many, many years ago that all of New England has turned into a spiritual wasteland. We moved to Virginia, and it was like a breath of fresh air, except there's one problem. I don't understand it. I don't understand how these people, especially black people, I love black people. They are fantastic people. But how can they go off of the Democrat plantations from the Civil War under these people's belt, under their roof, taking their food, taking everything, being told what to do, when to do it, how to do it, fight for their freedom, not get the right to own firearms until what, the 70s? When did black people actually get the right to own a firearm in this country? Fought for civil rights, and they're still voting for the Democrat plantation. I don't get it. I'll never understand it.
Well, it's called Stockholm Syndrome. People tend to submit to their abusers. If they don't think they can get out of it, people adapt to the slavery. And what you said is central. The gun laws were passed in the 60s and 70s in black cities. And so that's where that was done, to make sure black folks couldn't have guns. Then the NRA was set up at the end of the Civil War because Northerners didn't know how to shoot like Southerners, and because the KKK was taking black people's guns when they got them. And so what you said is totally accurate, that literally, I mean, the Democrats are the KKK, but they've got people on their plantation, and when all you've ever known is slavery, it's hard to get out of it. But we're all going under the same slavery. God bless you, Trish. Great points. All right, more calls, I promise. I'm going to move quick when we come back. Stay with us. This is the final segment. Then the War Room with Owen Stroyer is coming up. I might just come over there and co-host that with him.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Days left, and the number one thing we've got to start doing is not submit to the globalists and stand up and be heard. Speak out. Stop being the silent majority. Become the active majority we are, or continue to turn the world and society over to pure bloodthirsty evil. Let's run through these calls as quickly as possible, and then Owen Schroyer's coming up at the war room. I got a lot I didn't get to, so good chance I'm going to be co-hosting with him. I'm going to get word in a minute. If he already has a guest lined up, I won't do that, but I should know here towards the end of this segment. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Troy's retired police officer. I want to talk about United Nations, crime, the border, and Epstein. Go ahead, and thanks for calling.
Well, be blessed, Alex. You, your staff, and your family. I pray that the Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ bless all of you all the time, and thank you for giving us the truth, at least the best you can, the best anyone can, and I just appreciate you, your products, and I'm a first-time caller, and I've been listening for about, right before the election, 2016 election, I actually got tuned in to you, so thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. What do you think about this whole situation?
Based on my experiences, it looks like we're all being set up for, if you take China, the UN, the hands that are sort of guiding them, what's going on at the border. What I've dealt with in the city of Reading when I worked there,
90s, we had a huge influx of illegal aliens there that were primarily criminal running the drug cartel. And it seems like they're just trying to rip the whole country apart. And if you take everything that you took God out of, you take God out of education, you took God out of the medical, I mean, they don't go by the Hippocratic Oath anymore. You took God out of government, this is where we're at. So I think we're getting ready for pretty much a big fight.
No borders, no walls, no USA at all. We can simplify it. They admit they don't want this country existing. And the Chi-Coms are funding the Hollywood poison, all of it. You're absolutely right. And I think it really comes down to what we're going to do to be vocal and active and what President Trump does. I'm a big supporter of Trump, but I'm telling you, him letting them ban Republican ads, him letting them ban his wife's image on Facebook, I mean, he's really failed the test of allowing this type of un-American censorship and control. It's really incredible.
Well, it might be a little well-laid trap if you let it go one far in one direction. Take 9/11. I mean, that got the Patriot Act, and if they set us up for a civil war here, we start begging for all the IDs and the restrictions and all these electronic surveillance. They're going to get us that way too. So, I mean, as much as sort of like the fluff that you see on the mainstream media, that's more of a distraction. I think the people who are a little more in tune need to realize. And especially the first responders, if, you know, for those who are listening, I think, I mean, you take the flak for what you do. You're over the target. A lot of first responders, a lot of them are either overwhelmed on the job trying to handle the madness of their local communities. And we're raising their own families on whatever, you know, income they make. So it comes to that point where we need to be very careful. I mean, I gave my life up to Jesus Christ now again. I'm very thankful for that. I don't think I'd be here without him, based on what I've seen and done. But we need to remind ourselves that as Christians too.
No, I totally agree. Please call back, sir. Thank you. Great callers today. Trying to get to all these. I may just hold some people over for War Room as well. So I'm going to get to everybody. Yeah, get your relationship right with God, folks. That's the bottom line. This is totally spiritual. It's real. And thank God. We know it's all real, so thank God for Jesus. I mean, it just comes down to that. Let's go to George in Connecticut. He says, guerrilla activism. I agree. If we hit the streets, we're smart. We've got ways to get the word out. What should the guerrilla activism be? What should our slogans be, George?
Well, it's not the slogans. It's more or less how we should attack them. We should use the old-time faxes to the White House, to our representatives, because if we bury them in faxes on an issue they don't want to acknowledge, they can't just hit delete for 1,000 emails or whatever, or voicemails. The same thing, we should use postcards to the White House on Free Assange, Free Roger Stone, or whatever issue it is. We send millions of these things. The people that are surrounding Trump and trying to keep these electronic means from getting to him, it's going to be hard to see piles of mail with the cards that are open there, and so you can see exactly what's on the message, that somebody in the White House won't dump a couple.
And Trump goes and gets into the mail. They hate that. Everybody should people should be writing postcards every day to the White House until the election. I totally agree. And to Mar-a-Lago, with your messages to the White House. Yes, it absolutely gets into there. Hammer them with everything you've got. And everybody should go buy a bullhorn and go bullhorn the White House. Trump can hear it. You're only like 100 yards away. I mean, believe it was on national news when I went and bullhorned. You could hear it in the White House.
Also, each one of these demonstrations that he has, he sets up for these rallies, we should be outside and saying, free Assange, stop the censorship, bullhorn that, and also emphasize postcards and on these rallies that we should be basically yanking the licenses of the major networks, since they're not showing a true independence. They're showing bias against the president and also anything that is not, way left of center. And as well, on the corporate level, as far as these big corporations that are, whether it's a Facebook or whatever, we should yank their limited partnerships and their corporate things and their licenses on the grounds that they're racketeering.
I totally agree, George. God bless you. Incredible points. By the way, I've just got to say this. What the globalists are doing is really illegal and crazy and over the top. If we just call it, they're going to get defeated. This fake impeachment is driving Trump's numbers up. Again, as long as we stay engaged, we're going to win. Now, I'm going to keep taking calls, but this phone system works in the other studio, so I promise you, I'm going over there with Owen, because Owen got back with me. He doesn't want me to host at least the first hour with him. I'm going to get rid of the calls right up front. Boom, we're going to get to you. You're not going to hold anymore. I'm going to take these calls. And hell, if Owen wants, I'll just host the whole thing with him and take calls. Because I'm just going to fight hard, and I got a bunch of stuff planned, and I'm just going to give you my full commitment here. And so we're going to get to Nick and Pastor Sam and Judy and Brandon and Matt and Bob. Transfer those over. And at 5 after, first thing we're doing on the War Room, Infowars.com/show, band.video, it's on the radio and TV satellites. A lot of our stations pick them up. Keep spreading the word, folks, because I mean, here's an example. They took us off all these platforms that we were number one on. We went to number one on Cloud TV after being on there 3 months. That reaches millions of people. That's got hundreds of channels. That's bigger than Fox News on there. That's bigger than OAN. That's bigger than Newsmax. By the way, I'm not in competition with them. I'm glad they're out there. It's just that people know the real thing, okay? They know this isn't scripted. They know we mean business here, okay? And God bless you. You're doing it, folks. That's why they don't want us to be anywhere, because we go to the top showing America wants the truth. America wants freedom. America and the world understand what's happening. That's why they've got to target the children before they know any better. But the children innately know what's happening. So just, I cannot stress enough that the world's on fire right now for evil and for good. The quickening's here. The battle is now. And I will get to the chipping of the Austin homeless. It's all confirmed. And I'm so mad at myself that I did this a month ago, barely covered it. And then now there's a viral video of the homeless talking about how they're getting chips and where they're being moved into. And I've got the documents. And oh, they're telling the truth. I got the documents. But it's just that's crazy. And then I didn't get into the head of YouTube just telling huge lies on 60 Minutes. We'll get to that too. War Room, Owen Schroyer, weekdays, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Then there's an hour of my show rebroadcast. Then we've got Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert. And that's, of course, weeknights 7 to 9. And we'll add more shows as soon as we can get more crew and build things up. But that comes down to your funding. So thank you all for the funding. Please support our local AM and FM stations. Support cable systems that pick us up. Let them know you support. Become a sponsor. Whatever. And buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. You need the turmeric. You need the fish oil. You need the high-quality hyaluronic acid skin cream in the big tubes. That's now back in stock. That was sold out for months. We've got a bunch of stuff. We got triple Patriot points, 50% off, free shipping. A lot of these things are lost leaders at that price, but we've got to sell everything just to fund ourselves in the next year. This war is so hardcore, so thank you for your support. But quite frankly, it is neck and neck for this operation. And so you've seen my commitment. You've seen me turn up the heat. You've seen me fight even harder because this is just make it or break it, and we are winning. I mean, make no mistake, our energy level, our spirit is completely different than this world. We all know that. We understand it. And we see these zombie slaves. We wonder why they don't love God. It's because they've cut off from God for whatever reason. They never got the spark. They never got the connection. Thank God we found God. Thank God for sending his son in here. Special operations right down in here to get tortured and have everything put on them, because that's the fair thing to do, ladies and gentlemen. And God did it. Went through all of that for us so that we can beat this thing with his help. So it's all coming up right now in just 2 minutes. The kickoff live. Spread those links. The War Room. Your calls and more right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.